has more.
Traditionally, Czech food is famous for its high calorie content, with the combination of pork, dumplings and pickled cabbage not helping the increasing rates of obesity in the country. However, the last 15 years have seen significant change in dietary habits in the Czech Republic. Dr. Vojtěch Heiner is from the Czech Endocrinological Institute in Prague. He believes that the political events of 1989 brought about a noticeable change in the average Czech diet.
The traditional Czech eating habits were traditionally very high in fat, yes. A lot of pork, a lot of high-fat salami, a lot of high-fat sausages and so on. It was traditional. And it has changed a little bit after the Velvet Revolution. But the reason was not that people were much more clever and much more aware of health. But the reason was very simple. There was an enormous rise in the prices of meat and dairy products. And the response was the decline in consumption of fatty items in that time.
It was not only price variation that affected the way the Czechs ate after the Velvet Revolution. The availability of healthier goods in the country also played a significant role.
It is an enormous chance to have quite a lot of low-fat items, for example, with regard to dairy products. Yes, you can obtain quite a lot of cheeses, yogurts, and so on with low-fat content. And supply of vegetables, and especially supply of fruits, southern fruits, has increased so much, and the prices are affordable. So you can afford to buy quite a lot of fruits, and especially southern fruits now. So consumption of southern fruits increased so much in our country. And so it's some positive feature, in it, yes, you know. And if you visit the supermarket or hypermarket anywhere in the Czech Republic, the supply of food is comparable to any other country in Europe. I'm lovely. Don't you love
it too? However, in recent years, there has been a noticeable change in health awareness in the Czech Republic. This has occurred partly because Western lifestyle trends, including a new fast food culture, really have caught on in the country in recent years, and branches of McDonald's, such as the one I'm now standing in, have sprung up all over the country. Drahomíra Jiráková was the very first McDonald's employee in the Czech Republic. She believes that ever since the first McDonald's was built on Vodičková Street in Prague back in 1992, Czech consumers really have been loving it.
We started in 1992 and we had 3,300,000 guests per year, and last year we served 37 million people. So you can see it's really big growth, and we have not so much foreigners because we have so many restaurants outside Prague or on highways, and so it is Czech people like McDonald's.
Why do you think it is that fast food has grown to this extent?
I think the life in the Czech Republic has so many changes. People are traveling, people are going out, because till this year, 1992, are not so many people eating in a restaurant, only at home. And the life is changed in the Czech Republic.
And turning to the future, what are the next steps in the Czech Republic?
We want also to offer more healthy food, because people take care about what they eat. So we will have salads and yogurts and such nice thing for the children also, and for young people.
But despite these planned improvements, a Europe-wide survey recently conducted by the International Obesity Task Force suggests that almost a quarter of Czech adults are obese, the third highest number in Europe. On top of this, around 6% of children aged 9 to 11 also suffer from obesity, a figure which has more than doubled in the last 10 years. Although this may be partly attributed to inactivity, Dr. Heiner, who is himself a member of the International Obesity Task Force, believes it is closely linked to greater consumption of fast foods.
Another factor which is associated with this transition period is the influence of these fast food, especially among children. Not adolescents, but children. Children like it. So the problem is the traditional Czech kitchen and modern kitchen from the Western imported here, this fast food kind of eating, yes, that's another problem.
It is not only food that is causing concern amongst experts. As the country is famous for its beer production, the brewing industry has seen continual growth in recent years, both in domestic consumption and in its exports. With over 3 million hectolitres of beer having been exported from the Czech Republic last year alone, Dr. Heiner says that drink, especially alcohol, is also a major constituent of the average Czech diet.
We still have the same traditional drinking pattern. You know that consumption of beer is about 160 liters of beer per capita. If you calculate also newborns, everybody in the Czech Republic has about half a liter of beer a day. So it does play a role, of course. We should really decrease our consumption of beer if, although we are the traditional producers of beer and beer drinkers, yes, because it does play a role, yes. You know that the really high consumption of alcohol is associated with enlargement of visceral fat stores, which do play a role in the development of metabolic syndrome and all those complications of obesity.
But it's not all bad news. The efforts and advertising of health food companies are also paying off in a number of areas. And Dr. Heiner says that there are signs that while Czech children may be choosing Western fast foods, adolescents are gradually adopting a healthier diet.
The changes in eating habits can be observed, especially among young generation. They do prefer low-fat items, much more vegetables, much more fruits. So it has changed so much among young generation and especially in the cities. I must say that some kind of improvement you can see among young generation and among the urban population.
This was certainly reflected in the response I got when I spoke to people in Prague city centre. I asked people to choose between three meals, a salad, a traditional Czech combination of pork, dumplings and pickled cabbage, and a fast food meal, to see which they would prefer.
I prefer, of course, salad, because Czech food is not healthy. And it's heavy for your stomach, you can't move after, and there is a lot of fat.
Probably salad. I never favor too much the traditional Czech meal. But of course, I don't want to say that I eat healthily. I also eat a lot of things that are not healthy, and fast food as well, and traditional Czech meals as well. But at this moment, I will say salad.
Salad, I guess, because it's healthy.
And you think the other two are bad for your health?
Yeah, I just don't eat them because they're not good for me, and I don't feel very well after eating them.
Definitely not the fast food. That's one thing I really dislike. First of all, it's not healthy, and second of all, I don't think it's food at all.
So it seems that despite the common perception of the traditional Czech diet as stodgy, Czechs nowadays are going more and more for the healthy option when it comes to food and drink, which can only be a good indication for the future. Don't you love it too?